On our Newsmaker line today, Dr. Shivani Amin. She practices in Maryland, and the website is greenhealthdocs.com, greenhealthdocs.com. I'm assuming, just from the writing here, that you're pretty much of an advocate of marijuana.
Yes.
All right. Now, let's start right there. Why do you think that marijuana is the next wonder drug, if in fact you do?
Because, you know, I feel like people have this stigma that marijuana, you know, over the years, all it does is produce this euphoric high. And that's extremely untrue. It has over 400 different chemical compounds, and they all work synergistically to help different chronic conditions ranging from epilepsy to diabetes, everything you can name of. There's some portion of the plant that will help heal that.
So we're going to be getting medical marijuana licenses in Ohio. It's already well underway. Next week they're talking about, or pardon me, next year they're talking about recreational marijuana, but we'll keep this to the medicine. Research. I've always wondered, why don't we know more about marijuana? Or am I just ignorant of that? Do we know more?
So, no, what you said is a true statement. We unfortunately don't have enough research from the U.S. because it's remained a controlled one substance federally. And so all the research that we have is mainly coming out from Israel and Europe. And I'm optimistic that because we now have 29 states that are, you know, legal for medicinal purposes, we will have more research within the upcoming years.
Now, does marijuana do things that other drugs cannot? We know it will get you high, make you euphoric, but does it have medicinal properties that others do not?
You know, that's a good question, because there's been research produced from Israel stating that CBD, which is one of the chemical compounds in marijuana, is about 60 to 100 times more potent than tramadol and ibuprofen combined in terms of being anti-inflammatory. So it definitely has a lot of medicinal benefits. We're just now starting to realize how beneficial certain compounds in this plant are, and they work synergistically to produce, you know, the medicinal benefits together.
But doctor, haven't we always been able to take marijuana and take the compound out of it and make it into a drug called Marinol or something similar to that, and it's just as effective as being ingested or smoked?
So the problem with Marinol is it's not the actual 100% marijuana cannabis plant. And so the good thing about all these states legalizing marijuana is that it's grown and it's regulated by the state. So you're not getting something that's synthetically made by a pharmaceutical company, which is what Marinol is.
Got it. So it's a synthetic drug.
Correct.
Okay, got it. And you know what? I did know that, but I had forgotten about that. Let me take another one. Can you anecdotally tell me where you have seen marijuana used and it has been beneficial to patients? Just to tick off a couple anecdotes so that we kind of know how marijuana can be used.
I've seen it, you know, help patients with Parkinson's, cancer, different types of cancer as well, and epilepsy. Works great for epilepsy.
So if you have epilepsy, that you are subject to what we would call a convulsion, correct?
Yes.
And so you're seeing the people that ingesting it, smoking it, or how has this helped them? And has there been testing done on epilepsy?
So there's actually currently being research done in the U.S. right now, and there's a bunch of studies that came out, obviously from Europe, that have stated, you know, that CBD and marijuana, CBD is a chemical compound in marijuana, has been proven to be beneficial for seizures.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if you're familiar with the CNN documentary Weeds. It was, I think it came out about 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay.
And it was about a little girl named Charlotte Figge. She was 5 years old. You know, she was suffering from Dravet syndrome. So what that means is she was having up to 300 seizures per week, and some lasting up to 30 to 40 minutes. And her parents were basically told that she was, you know, there was nothing left that they could do for her and that she was going to pass away. And so her parents didn't really believe in cannabis at the time, but, you know, because they had exhausted all of their pharmaceutical means, they ended up just trying whatever they could find, and they started giving their child cannabis oil. So they would, she would ingest it underneath her tongue, sublingually, and within a week, she was seizure-free. And now she was told she was going to pass away at the age of 11. Her parents were told she was going to pass away, and now she's 11. And she's just one case of, like, thousands of children out there with similar results.
All right, we're talking with Shivani Amin. She's a medical doctor. She began practicing in Hoboken, and now she is in Frederick, Maryland. And you are classified as a pain management specialist, but you are a registered cannabis physician in the state of Maryland. So in Maryland, you are allowed to dispense or, I guess, order marijuana for patients?
So it's not correct. It's not, you know, a prescription because it's still federally illegal. And so it's a recommendation. So they come and see the physician for their, you know, to get qualified for whatever condition they may have. And then they go into a dispensary. Once they get qualified, they go into a dispensary and purchase product.
Got it. So you can't write a script and they're going to go down and pick it up at CVS.
No.
They're going to have to go get it on their own, and they go to a place. So let's talk about specific experiences that you have had, and just in general terms, patients that you have treated successfully with cannabis.
I've done very well with children, and specifically children with seizures, and you know, as well as autism. I've seen kids that are autistic that have been ingesting sublingually the oil, and they're able to, you know, be less anxious and more, their communication skills have been improving, as well as adults who have tremors from Parkinson's disease or other neurological conditions. They have calmed down from using cannabis.
Do you recommend to your patients that the people that are old enough that they smoke it or ingest it? Do you have a recommendation in that regard as a physician?
I personally tell patients that I prefer them taking sublingually, like an oil or a tincture, or, you know, if it's back pain, to use a topical. There's lotions as well. It really just depends on the condition. I wouldn't say one benefits over the other. It's just if you smoke it or if you vaporize it, you tend to get the medicinal benefits a little bit quicker because it's absorbed into your blood a lot faster versus maybe an edible or a topical. It really just depends on what you're using it for.
Now, if you use cannabis with the oil sublingually, would you then also become euphoric?
Well, you know, that it really just depends on the amount of THC in the particular strain that you're using. So certain, and I don't even like to say strains anymore because I like to go by percentage. So certain, what I mean to say is I don't like to go by the name. Like, you know, you hear of Blue Dream or Girl Scout cookies, but it's really just dependent on the percentage of the chemical compound in that particular strain.
Okay. Now let's bring this back to the specific reason that you called. You said that every day we have 600,000 prescriptions for opioids in the United States. We are at ground zero here in Ohio, where we have so many people that are dying of opioid addiction. You're saying that this has the possibility of helping make that situation better. Please explain.
You know, because, and I did pain management for a while, so I've seen firsthand what the opioid epidemic has done to our nation, and unfortunately, some of these patients are on very, very high levels of opioids, and they don't really have other means of coming down off this medication. And, you know, if you've been taking it for so long, it's your body's accustomed to it. And so there has to be alternative ways of kind of getting off this medication safely. And cannabis has, I've seen it done in California and Colorado and overseas. There have been protocols where patients have been weaned down safely off their opioids and are now just living a pill-free, amazing life. Mm-hmm. You know, and I truly believe that that's where our nation is headed.
So just to feed this back to you, say somebody that is basically taking a lot of hydrocodone and they don't think they can put it down, you're saying that some form of cannabis or marijuana could help bring them down and get off of the higher doses of this. it may not be the total answer, but you're saying it may be a bridge.
Yes, got definitely.
It. All right, very well. All right, what should we expect here in Ohio as we go toward medical marijuana, as we have the dispensaries that are now being cited? And what is your experience in Maryland?
So, you know, it did take a while in Maryland, and I heard the Ohio program's actually moving a lot faster than us, so congratulations there. But, you know, patients will be able to be treated for many different conditions, and not just adults. It's ranging from infants all the way to senior citizens. I've seen it help everybody, and so I think it's a great step and, you know, something that you guys should be definitely looking forward to.
Got it. So it's when you have turned to other means of medication and it's not working, cannabis is out there, and I'm sure we're going to have much more testing on it. If we can do anything to alleviate the people that are hooked on hydrocodone and et cetera, that would be a great step forward, because we're losing people on a daily basis here in Ohio. Dr. Shivani Amin, you can find her at greenhealthdocs.com. That's greenhealthdocs.com. Just search that. Doctor, is there anything else you want to share with us today?
No, I think you covered everything.
Very well. All right. Well, that's a rare case when I do that, but I guess we've been lucky today. All right. Will marijuana offer the cure to the nation's opioid crisis? We'll talk about it a little bit later. Dr. Shivani Amin. Dr. Congratulations on your work, and we certainly hope that we can help people here that may be listening today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. All right, more coming up on News Radio 570 W.